Chapter 17. Appendices. A. Miscellaneous Motor Vehicle Laws. RIGL 31-23.3-2. Non-transparent windshield and windows. No person shall own and operate any motor vehicle upon any public highway, road or street with transparent or sunscreen material, window application, reflective film or non-reflective film used in any way to cover or treat the front windshield, the side windows immediately adjacent to the right and left of the operator's seat, the side windows immediately to the rear of the operator's seat and the front passenger seat and the rear windows unless this vehicle meets one of the criteria set forth in 31-23.3-3. The fine for a violation of this law is $250. Rhode Island follows the federal motor vehicle safety standards of a total visible light transmittance of not less than 70%. RIGL 31-23-13.1. Altering height of or operating a motor vehicle with an altered height prohibited. No person shall alter the height of or operate a motor vehicle with an altered height that has an original manufacturer's gross vehicle weight rating of up to and including 10,000 pounds, by elevating or lowering the chassis or body by more than 4 inches from the original manufacturer's specified height by use of so-called shackle lift kits for leaf springs or by use of lifts for coil springs, tires, or any other means or device. RIGL 31-45-1. Noise limits. No person shall operate a motor vehicle, nor shall the owner of any vehicle allow the vehicle to be operated, at any time, or under any condition of grade, load, acceleration, or deceleration, in such a manner as to exceed the following noise limit based on a distance of 50 feet from the center of the lane of travel within the speed limit. For the purposes of this section, dBA means decibels measured with a calibrated sound level meter weighted to the A scale. B. In speed zones of 35 miles per hour, 35 miles per hour, or less, not more than 86 dBA. In speed zones of more than 35 miles per hour, 35 miles per hour, not more than 90 dBA. Note. This law also allows local cities and towns to develop other means to deal with noise regulations. RIGL 31-24-22. Multiple beam lamps required, except as provided, the headlamps, or the auxiliary driving lamps, or combination of them on motor vehicles other than a motorcycle or a motor-driven cycle, shall be arranged so that selection may be made between distributions of light projected to different elevations. RIGL 31-24-47. Regulation and certification of light devices. The administrator of the Division of Motor Vehicles is authorized to approve or disapprove lighting devices and to issue and enforce regulations establishing standards and specifications for the approval of such lighting devices, their installation and aiming. The regulations shall correlate with and, so far as possible, conform to the current standards and specifications of the Society of Automotive Engineers applicable to the equipment. B. General Notice to Motorists. 1. Carry proper identification. A valid driver's license, vehicle registration, and proof of insurance. 2. When being signaled to pull over, look for nearest place to position your vehicle as far out of the lane of traffic as possible. Generally, pull off to the right side of the road or to where the shoulder is widest, unless otherwise directed. Use your signal, and then turn on your hazard lights. 3. Never attempt to outrun a patrol vehicle or ignore the lights and siren. 4. Stay in your vehicle. If you are asked to exit the vehicle, do so slowly. 5. Remain calm. If there are passengers, ask them to remain quiet and cooperate with all reasonable requests. Do not let anyone in your vehicle make threatening statements or gestures to the officer. 6. Keep your seatbelt fastened until the officer has seen you wearing it. 7. Avoid any assumptions that the stop was based on gender, race, nationality, religion, sexual orientation, or ethnic origin. Wait for the officer's explanation. All officers know that this type of traffic stop violates federal civil rights laws. 8. Turn on the interior lights if the stop occurs when it is dark so the officer can easily see you and that all is in order. 9. For safety purposes, understand that an officer will leave his/her headlights and spotlights on when it is dark. It helps to illuminate the interior of your car. 10. an officer does not mean to intimidate you. Occasionally, an officer has to speak loudly because there may be traffic noise or other distractions. 11. Keep your hands in view, preferably on the steering wheel. Ask your passengers to place their hands in plain view, such as on their laps. 12. Do not duck down or make sudden movements, especially toward the floor, rear seats, or passenger seats. The officer may interpret these movements as an attempt to obtain a weapon or hide illegal goods. 13. Turn off your engine. Also, if in use, turn off your cell phone and radio. 14. Completely roll down your window, so you and the officer can communicate. 15. Ask for identification if the officer is not in uniform or does not have a marked patrol car. 16. Remember the name of the officer. 17. It is important to remember, the first words spoken by you and the officer may very well determine the tone of the conversation. 18. Do not immediately reach into your glove box, console, or backseat. Wait for the officer to request your identification, and then move to get it. Tell the officer where it is, if it is out of reach. 19. Give the officer a chance to explain the violation. They will typically ask for identification before explaining the stop. 20. Answer the officer's questions to the best of your knowledge. 21. If the charge or citation is unclear, ask for an explanation in a respectful manner. 22. There is no need to excessively apologize. This essentially will act as if you are testifying against yourself. Simply be civil and polite, and if there are any special circumstances surrounding the situation, provide a straight, honest explanation. 23. Avoid provoking the officer or showing off in front of your occupants. Do not interfere with the questioning or arresting of other occupants. Comply with the officer first, then, if needed, seek an explanation. 24. Do not argue with the officer at the roadside. If you disagree with the citation or the officer's actions, discuss it later with the law enforcement agency or a judge. 25. Let the officer know if you are carrying a properly registered weapon. In these cases, the officer may have you follow a special procedure, for example, identifying the location of the weapon, stating if the weapon is loaded, etc. In addition, the officer may ask for your permit number to compare it to the serial number on the weapon. In some states, weapons are registered for specific purposes such as hunting or target practice, so the officer may be required to question you about your activities. 26. Report the incident to the officer's agency if you feel the officer has acted irresponsibly. Document the officer's misconduct in a written statement and submit it within a week of the incident. Also, consult an attorney or law enforcement agency representative who is familiar with laws and agency policies, since traffic enforcement procedures may vary from state to state. 27. If you receive a citation, you will be asked to sign it. This is not an admission of guilt. It only means that you received the citation. Any refusal to sign the citation could result in arrest or being asked to go to the station to post collateral and pay for the offense. 28. Don't be surprised if another patrol car appears. Since many law enforcement agencies use one-person patrol cars, this is done to assure the officer's safety. 29. Do not resist a pat-down search. This will be done only if the officer has a reasonable suspicion that you may be carrying an illegal weapon. 30. Be flexible. There are many issues of safety and officer concerns that may be unique to your traffic stop. Cooperate with the officer and follow instructions. 31. Remember the golden rule. Treat the officer as you would like to be treated. 32. Treat law enforcement officers with respect. In fact, say hello to an officer the next time you see one in your community. Write the agency when an officer is exceptionally kind and helpful. 33. Teach your children to respect and speak to law enforcement officers when they meet them in the community. Help them understand that police officers serve and protect everyone in the community. We must continue to pass on respect for professional law enforcement officers. C. Construction and work zone safety requirements. Each work zone presents a specific set of challenges to motorists, therefore, it is important to remain alert, slow down, and be prepared for the potential hazards, which may present themselves as you pass through the construction work zone. Construction signs are orange in color, diamond or rectangular in shape, and posted prior to, within, and after the work zones. Orange construction signs warn motorists of potential hazards ahead, such as detours, lane closures, uneven pavement, flaggers, police officers, etc. Drive within the posted construction speed limits. Note: fines are doubled for speeding tickets issued within these designated areas 24 hours a day. Slow down and pay attention. Speed and inattention are two of the most common causes of work zone crashes. Dedicate full attention to the roadway. Refrain from distracting activities such as taking on the cell phone, changing radio stations, and conversations with passengers. Pay close attention to merge signs and flaggers and do not change lanes within the work zone. Watch out for workers in the zone as well as their equipment. Be aware of potential night work zones. Expect the unexpected. Work zones change hourly. Do not tailgate. Most work zone crashes are rear-end collisions. Merge as soon as possible. Motorists can help maintain traffic flow by moving to the appropriate lane at first notice. Stay calm. Roadwork is not your personal inconvenience, it is for the improvement of the roads for everyone. Flaggers or police officers use hand signals or signs to instruct motorists to slow down or stop, as required. Flaggers have the legal authority to control traffic. Motorists should be aware of other warning devices used in the work zone, such as cones, barrels, tubes, panels, barricades, flashing arrow boards, and temporary roadway markings. D. Directions to CCRI. Warwick. Knight Campus, 400 East Avenue, Warwick, RIO 2886, 825, 1214 I-95 North, take exit 11, I-295, to exit 1 onto Route 113 West. Turn left at the first set of lights into the campus. I-95 South, take exit 12B. Bear left at fork to Route 113 West. Turn left at the first set of lights into the campus. Lincoln. Flanagan Campus, 1762 Louis Cassay Pike, Lincoln, RIO 2865-333-7070. Traveling north or south on Route 146, take exit to Route 123. Turn left onto Route 123, Breakneck Hill Road, continue to campus entrance. Providence. Liston Campus, 1 Hilton Street, Providence, RIO 2905-455-6019 I-95 North to exit 18, Thurber's Avenue. Bear left at the second light, take a right onto Eddy Street. Travel Eddy Street and turn left onto Willard Avenue. Take a left onto Staniford Street and the campus is on the right. I-95 South to exit 19, Rhode Island Hospital. Take a left at the light on Eddy Street and continue to Willard Avenue. Take a right onto Willard Avenue, then a left onto Staniford Street and the campus is on the right. Newport. 275 Broadway, Newport RI, 02840-851-1661 from Newport Bridge, remain on access road to traffic signal. Newport Grand will be directly across from the light. Turn right onto Admiral Kalbfus Road. Enter Rotary and take first right onto Connell Highway and continue to campus on right. From the north, Route 114 South, West Main Road. Turn right onto Coddington Highway to campus on the left. E. Driver Education Completion Certificates. Duplicate Replacement Certificates. If you need a Rhode Island Driver Education Certificate because you have lost the original or it has expired, please send a request by mail along with a $10 check or money order payable to CCRI. Please be sure to include the following information: name, address, telephone number, and information regarding when, approximate date, and where the driver education course was taken. Certification for courses taken out of state of Rhode Island. If you have taken an out-of-state driver education course and you need Rhode Island certification, please mail the original certificate issued along with a request in a $10 check or money order payable to CCRI. The request must include the following: name, address, telephone number, official documentation that indicates the number of classroom training hours, proof of age, and information regarding when and where the driver education course was taken. To receive Rhode Island certification, Those who have taken out-of-state courses must have participated in a classroom experience of 33 hours minimum. Students with fewer than 33 contact hours are not eligible for RI certificate and must register for the RI Driver Education Program. Proof of age can be documented by submitting a copy of your birth certificate, passport, or baptismal record. Please note, according to Rhode Island general law, all out-of-state driver education programs must be recognized by the RI Board of Governors for Higher Education as equivalent to the CCRI program. Please mail all requests to CCRI's Center for Workforce and Community Education. Addon. Driver Education Program. 400 East Avenue. Warwick. RIO 2886. F. Summary of DMV Transactions, How To. Renewing Your Driver's License. You can renew your driver's license in any one of the branch offices during regular business hours. Your license is valid for a maximum of 5 years. If you are 68 years old or older, your license will only be valid for 2 years. Renewal fees are $30 for 5 years, and $8 for those 68 and over. When you renew your license at the DMV, you will be issued a temporary license valid for 60 days. Your actual license will be mailed to you. To renew your license, you need to appear in person at a DMV branch office or AAA branch, if you are a current member. You should have your current license and renewal form. If you did not receive a renewal from in the mail, just bring your current license. You must also bring your social security card for verification purposes. To change or correct your address on your license at the time you are renewing, you need to bring proof of your new address. Changing your name or address. Address change. The DMV requires license holders to keep their current address on file. To get a new photo license with your new address, you need to appear in person at any DMV branch office during regular business hours with your current license and proof of residency. See Appendix G, Identification Requirements and Acceptable Documents. If you do not want a new photo license, you may simply complete the change of address card, C0, Sample DMV Forms, Change of Address Notice, and mail it to the DMV. Name change. To change your name on your Rhode Island license, you are required to change your name with the Social Security Administration first. Please allow at least 24 hours for Social Security to make the change to their records before changing your name with the DMV. If the name change is not in the Social Security system, the DMV cannot process your name change on your license. You must then appear in person at the DMV branch office during regular business hours, and bring the following documents. Your current Rhode Island license. One document showing your correct name, such as a marriage certificate or divorce decree. The DMV will also accept a notarized affidavit stating the change of name. This affidavit is available in any DMV branch and must be signed by you and notarized. Along with this affidavit, you must provide the DMV with two documents evidencing the new name, such as a Social Security card, a voter registration card, or current U.S. passport. The fee to change any information on a license is $5. Lost or damaged licenses. If you lose or misplace your valid Rhode Island license, the DMV will issue a new copy. You must show one identity document, legal name and date of birth, and one signature document from the acceptable documents list, see Appendix G, Identification Requirements and Acceptable Documents. The fee is $25. G. Identification Requirements and Acceptable Documents. All applicants for a driver's license or identification card must provide one document from the identity section, one document from the signature section, and one document from the residency section. At least two separate documents must be presented. No photocopies will be accepted as proof of identification. Identity documents, legal name and date of birth. Valid U.S., U.S. territory or Canadian driver's license with photograph, signature, and date of birth, must not be expired for more than 1 year, or birth certificate. Must be original or certified copy, have a seal, and be issued by an authorized government agency such as the Bureau of Vital Statistics. Hospital-issued certificates are not acceptable, or baptismal certificate. must be original or certified copy, be issued by a church in the U.S., have an issue date of within 1 year of applicant's birth, and contain the date of birth. U.S. or foreign passport, B1, B2, and expired passports are not acceptable, or U.S. naturalization certificate, or INS Form I-94, document showing entry into U.S., or INS Form I-688, temporary resident identification card, or INS Form I-766, employment authorization card, or U.S. active service, retiree, or reservist military ID card. Government-issued marriage certificate, license required to prove name change from primary identity document. Signature documents. Valid U.S., U.S., territory or Canadian driver's license with photograph, signature, and date of birth, must not be expired for more than 1 year, or U.S. or foreign passport, B1, B2, and expired passports are not acceptable, or Social Security card, not a copy, or work or school ID, or U.S. active service, retiree, or reservist military ID card. Proof of residency documents. Valid voter registration card, or certified letter from Board of Canvassers. Utility bill, gas, electric, telephone, cable, oil, in your name or in the name of an immediate family member with the same last name, proof of relationship must be presented, or personal check or bank statement with your name and address, no P.O. box, or valid original lease agreement with your name and address, landlord's name, address, and telephone number also must be provided. Payroll check stub with your name and address, or welfare check stub or food stamp card with your name and address. Insurance policy for your home, apartment with your name and address, or property tax bill for your residence, or if a minor, school records, which include the student's address and are for the current school year, or past year if during summer vacation. Acceptable records include a report card, diploma, transcript or ID card, together with and parent's license, ID with same address. Will be accepted. Social Security number. The Division of Motor Vehicles is required by law to record social security numbers for all applicants for a driver's license. All new applicants must provide an official social security card. Laminated or metal cards are not acceptable. All social security numbers are verified electronically with the Social Security Administration. If you do not have a valid social security number, you must present a foreign passport and appropriate visa or documentation to validate the ineligibility for a social security number.